This is WABF. It is 823 and 76 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Jessica Walker, the Special Projects and Grants Manager for the City of Fairhope. Welcome back, Jessica.
Good morning. Long time no see.
Seems like I recalled Mark put a button on our computer for your theme
he
song.
He did. If I haven't been here in so long, though, you may have, like, phased out my theme song.
Here it is. Jessica. Hang on just a second. All righty. Welcome back.
I love it.
All righty. So you have so many special projects to
absolutely
update us about. Where do you want to begin?
Okay, so let's begin right outside of your door, if that works.
Sure.
Because number one, we were just talking about how wonderful the weather feels right now before the, of course, it's starting to rain as I turn around. But right here on Church Street, you know, we have been talking about Church Street now for what seems like forever, but it hasn't been forever. It's been about 18 months now since we started the Church Street project. As a reminder, that's an infrastructure project replacing water, wastewater, stormwater, and gas services on Church, all the way from Oak to Fells. So we started that about 18 months ago. We are going to be finished with that by October, which is incredibly exciting.
Yes, it is.
Very, very good. Even better than that, I know you, Lori, and I know a lot of people who've traveled downtown have seen, you know, it looks like we paved, but we didn't. What you see here in the finished areas is binder. We're going to come through with a beautiful, fresh paving as we finish buttoning things up. We'll start paving all of the areas that have been replaced and revitalized. They'll start after Labor Day, and we will be done with everything, hopefully, by the very beginning of October, weather permitting, as it storms behind me.
Right.
I'll say weather permitting.
The weather has had to be a challenge.
It certainly has been a challenge, and we appreciate the understanding of everybody. I know it has... I know firsthand that it has been quite a challenge for everyone here in the city and all of the business owners and people who are traveling here and trying to do their daily business as we have had so many things closed as a result of this Church Street project. But we are so close. And it's going to be beautiful.
It's still got to go through Morphe.
We're going to Fells, but
okay.
We have already replaced all of the storm drains.
We stop at Fells.
Correct.
Okay.
We stop at Fells. So the biggest portion of that has obviously been the storm drain. You've seen, I know we've talked about this before, whenever they were replacing storm drain in the intersection out here, it's tremendous. It is a large conveyance system that had to go in. And so now we're on to water and wastewater, and that's what we've got left for the last little bit. Right now we are working toward Morphe, and we've got parking closed on Church right now between Fells and St. James. Parking on Street is closed, but they're making quick work with that. That's all comparable to, you know, what it has looked like for everything else, but we're getting very, very close. So that's great news.
And up next is the Fairhope Avenue Sewer Project.
Correct. So Fairhope Avenue Sewer Project, as a reminder, we had Fairhope Avenue closed between Greeno and basically Blue Island back at the very beginning of the summer for the first part of this project. We moved on to Fairhope Avenue just a little past the Pig, right before you get to the Mitchell Cancer Center right there. So we've had that closed between Mitchell Cancer and Bishop. That is going to reopen, I was going to say this morning, but it may be tomorrow because of, you know, flooding. But they have worked very hard. That group, it's A-Long Boring, is a contractor for that. They have worked incredibly hard to meet the deadlines that we gave them, which was they needed that back open by the time school starts. School's here in a week, so they are very close, and it should be reopened by the end of the week.
Now, tell us what they were doing. They were putting in a larger sewer main pipe?
It's a larger pipe, absolutely.
Why stop there? Why not?
Well, they'll continue to go, but it will not be as invasive to traffic. We will not have to block traffic because of the way that conveyance will work.
Okay.
So it's going all the way to 104.
I see.
So, but this is the major portion. I mean, obviously, everything has got to come right down here to this sewer treatment plant. So it's in the middle of town, essentially, and that's why we have to see such a large shutdown. But we're getting close to the end of the big portion of that project that shut down traffic. So thank goodness.
We had Bancroft. A portion of Bancroft is closed now, I believe, between Johnson and Fairhope Avenue.
That is correct. We closed that yesterday. We should reopen it by the end of the day tomorrow. They're setting a manhole in the... Oh, gosh, in the southbound lane. You know I don't do north and south very well, but in one of the lanes on Bancroft, they're setting a manhole. And the reason we wouldn't typically have to shut down traffic, both lanes of traffic there, but as you know, that corner at Bancroft and Fairhope Avenue, especially right there in front of Honey Baked and Sugar House and those businesses along there, it is very busy, and it can get a little bit tight already whenever cars park there and they're in the roadway. So to be able to protect public safety and protect the cars and the drivers, but also protect our employees and our contractors as they are out there setting a manhole.
Is this a new manhole or repairs to an old one?
It's a new manhole, but it has to do with updated piping that's going into some of those buildings there. We're updating water and wastewater service and also gas service and stormwater. So, I mean, you're going to continue to see more of that. This administration has a great investment and a great desire to continue to update and upgrade as we can. So I do think you'll continue to see more of that. Maybe not on as large of a scale as you've seen on Church Street and that giant closure. But you know, this one over on Bancroft is about 3 days total. We'll have it reopened by Friday. They are using concrete, though, as it continues to storm behind me. So it may be Friday morning before it opens.
But
I hope that you're going to see more of that. I think that you're going to see more of that. And that is great for us overall because it ensures that we're going to have reliable, updated, future-proof, for the most part, at least for the next 20 years, systems for those businesses and those people who live downtown. So that's a great thing.
Very good. And then we also have electric upgrades happening.
Correct. And those have been going on now since about March, I believe. And it's wonderful. It's a continued, like toward the end of the portion of the big upgrades that we have done, as you've seen at the substations. You know, we've added a substation, we've updated substations to be able to make those work correctly. We've got to update lines. And so what you're seeing right now, especially over on Morphy, I know there's some closures this week during the day over on Morphy as they are setting new poles or, you know, cutting trees. It just increases reliability for everyone.
And that Morphy closure from Ingleside to Young is continuing this week.
Correct. And through tomorrow, and I believe it's 7:30 to 3:30 what it's set at. And in that group, that contractor that we have doing that works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for us. And they're making quick work of it. They're great. You know, I can't say enough good things about the work that they have done and the professionalism that they've showed. So that's great for us.
I know. I was impressed with the Church Street project crew. You know, they spent a lot of time right here in front of
us. Absolutely.
And very hardworking, nice men.
We're very lucky to have that throughout the city right now. I mean, it makes our job easier as city employees. I know it makes administrators' job easier and the governing body because that's what we want to have, right? We want to be able to update, and we want to be able to update in a positive way and in a way that makes people feel good even whenever people are put out because of an inconvenience.
And then next we have the long-awaited Arts Alley.
Yes, it is. It is certainly long-awaited. You know, I've been with the city for 3.5 years now, and I have worked on this project for 3.5 years now. It feels a little bit like Groundhog Day every now and then, but we are much closer than we have been to that. I think last week... my days are all messed up because it's summer, as we talked about earlier.
And you're running with the kids.
Correct. Ready for summer to be over and everybody to be back. But I believe last week was council, and they awarded the contract for that work to be done. So we're going through our due diligence now with LDOT and with the Federal Transportation Administration to make sure they have everything they need and contracts are in place so we can begin work across the street.
And for folks that aren't familiar with the Arts Alley project, it's the the alley or road in between, behind the shops on Fairhope Avenue.
Correct.
And in between the parking garage and the Little Whiskey here, right across from us.
Absolutely. And that's going to go in and it'll update drainage through there. It's going to update lighting, update surfaces. Also, the grant hinges on a transportation hub being added. And so there'll be a transportation hub added almost across the street from you, near Little Whiskey, in that public area right there. And that'll also include a public restroom structure within that transit hub.
And so, the transit hub is for the BRATS.
For BRATS,
Baldwin,
absolutely.
Rural Area Transportation System.
Correct, which is run through the county. And then also, you know, we have talked very loosely about within the last 3.5 years, but hopefully now that we've got more solid plans, hopefully we'll be able to look through this a little bit more. You know, we've seen Mr. Mickey across the street with his with the shuttle that he runs for the free parking shuttle that he runs for downtown. So this will give us a place to be able to do that, or maybe to expand that further if we have the option and the resources to do that in the future, which just makes it easier for residents or for people going to a salon or even for visitors as they're here. So you know, I don't know that you and I've talked about this. I think we may have, but Fairhope Single Tax has commissioned a piece to go across the street as well as kind of a I don't want to say an entry because it's not on the entry, but it is an entry into the alleyway. They've commissioned Bruce Larson to do a piece over mm-hmm. there that'll be donated to the city. So we're really excited to see what that looks like. You know, however many years ago there was a you know, request to the public to help name what the alley would be. They named it Arts Alley. That was the popular decision, was to choose it as Arts Alley because we are such an arts community. And so to that end, I really appreciate Fairhope Single Tax's commitment to, you know, really help with that and put a beautiful public art piece in. So I'm really excited to see how that materializes and what that looks like. Bruce is a genius. He really is. He's a creative genius. So it's fun to watch him work and to hear his ideas. And I could never figure out how to make that work.
Oh, right.
Well,
we all have
talent.
That's
right.
And that
right.
one is certainly his, to make a piece of art out of things you wouldn't even imagine.
Absolutely.
So is there a target date on the Arts Alley to be started yet? I know the bid was just awarded.
Correct. So. And you know, it takes a long time. So getting contracts in place, especially when there are multiple funders. So this is funded through the MPO, which is, you know, Federal Transportation Administration money there, and then we've got some LDOT money there. And to have multiple funders for a project, it does take a little
right.
bit longer. I mean, I said yesterday to our public works director, I said, well, it'll be so great to start construction in October. And he said, well, you're very positive. But,
right.
but you know, within the next 6 months, I expect us to be under construction and move in. And that is, I believe it's a 4 to 6 month project to get that done. We'll be doing it in phases. So the parking garage will always be available. And we're going to be as inobtrusive as we can, considering the amount of work, to the businesses that back up to that area. So we're hopeful that it's going to move on through.
Okay.
It's been a rainy year. So hopefully, you know, we get a rainy year and a dry year. So hopefully we're in the dry year mode.
We're speaking with Jessica Sawyer with the City of Fairhope. Is there any other projects or items of information you want to share with us?
So there is a lot happening right now.
Some you can probably talk about right
yeah,
now, and some maybe not.
Absolutely. You know, from my scope, and I do work very closely with utilities. Our utilities are, I mean, they are running right now to get things updated and get us where we need to be.
Oh, yeah. On the last agenda, I believe it was $6.5 million, almost $7 million
correct.
Of sewer grades. And then Channel 5 decided to report on that this morning. It's on their news.
But, yeah, and that's what we want to have happen. I mean, that is absolutely what we want to have happen. And again, I mean, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but it does speak to the commitment that the current governing body has toward making sure that we are where we need to be. You know, we talk about growth all day long, but with that growth comes some growing pains, and they're taking very good steps and proactive steps to help us avoid as many growing pains in the future, and I appreciate
right.
that. So, but no, great things are happening. It's about to be the busy season in the city again. I feel like every season in the city is the busy season, but
Yeah, fall will be here before you know it.
It's coming. Crazy. It's coming. But thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you so
much.
Always
good to see you.
Jessica Walker, the Special Projects and Grants Manager with the City of Fairhope. We have a City of Fairhope department head join us the first Wednesday of each month.